I'm the Kovach Nasa Shemitah, and this week's Seder Pashas Bahar, Pashas Shemitah. If everyone learned a little bit about one of the Yanim of Shemitah, maybe it's a little bit controversial, but we're going to learn the Sugi Shabbai, the Torah Shabbai. The Indian of Het Mechira. The Maisa was about 100 years ago. This is Vashtesach before, Yom HaMav and Nimah before. The Medina, but there was already Yidden living in Eretzal. There were from Yidden, there was like the Frey Yidden from Yishayim, also Tzayim. But that year was the Shnas HaShemitah, and it was a very difficult time. There was a lot of poverty, there was a lot of anias. I don't think it was Pikuch Nefesh. It would be Mamash Pikuch Nefesh, it wouldn't be Yishayim. The states of Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Kodra Kula. The question of Klor Pikuch Nefesh, of course, it's Deicha. All the mitzvahs of Shemitah. But they said it was close to a raw, it was close to a hunger. And they felt to go a year in Simcha Al-Nes, to go for a year and not to work the fields, was close to hunger. So they were looking for a day.
What do you mean,
Well, my so this was the Shayla that was there at that time. And there were three Gedolim Yadar that were Matya. One was Yitzchak Elchanan, who was considered the Pesach Yadar. He gave a heta to do, he arranged how they could do this heta mechir. He could basically sell the fields to a guy, and a lot of sheep is hold that Eretz Yisrael, which belongs to a guy, is part of a Shemitah. And then you could work the fields, you could grow the fields, they could grow food. And the second was Bshulei Kutna, who was also Gerech and Mamshin, the only Yadar in that time. And the third, I cannot remember, maybe anyone knows, but there's a third of us, I just don't remember who it was. There's a third famous scholar, though, who was Matya. And basically, all the other Rabbanim, Kamat the whole belt, was against it. The Rabbanim in Eretz, they say
them.
Well, that was later. That was later. I don't think he was at that time. This was just that first time the Shaila came up about 100 years ago, was a big tumult. The Beis Levi was very stuck against it, the Netziv was very stuck against it, the Ritvaz and the Yishami was from the Reish Aleichemin, the Hashulchan came out against it. And they say all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael came out against it. Some people even had a question, why are Rabbanim Chutzlar getting involved b'chlal with the Shaila? I once saw Moshe Feinstein, and the Gismayish was yes, the Shaila when he gave Shemitah, and he said, I normally don't answer Shaila, it's the Gei Eretz Yisrael, you have your own Rabbanim, you know. He felt like, you know, why are you coming to me for the Shaila? You have your Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Abul Maisa, these Gedolim Yadar, they felt that they had a paskin for them also. And then they gave this Het HaMechir. The Chazon Ish was very stuck against it also. Basically, there were three tainas against the Het HaMechir. The first taina was that there's Lav in the Torah, L'Sechonim. Basically, you're selling your soul to a guy. And it's L'Chay, it's Lav the Raisa. There's a Lav in the Torah that you're not going to sell any part of your soul to a guy. I was thinking, Bizman Golos, maybe that love should not apply, because for Ked, Golos by definition means we're not supposed to be there. David should took us out, David should give it back to us. But right now, it's not our land. He took us out, he gave it to the Goyim. Maybe there's no Lesachanim, but no one says that Svar. So Vaistais does, Lesachanim still applies today. So in the second Taina, based on this, was if it's Takiz Alav the Reis of Lesachanim, They said the whole mechir be bottled because the mechir was done by the shliach. You didn't have every farmer sitting down with a guy and making mechir. They don't know exactly how to do it. You had to have someone who was bekantech hashmishpan, knew how to make the shtaris, make the kinyonim. So they had rabbanim do it basically with shliach, similar to the way we do mechiras chametz. We make the rav shliach to do it. So the ones that were against the mechir, they said that if it's an aveira, mainly in shliach et v'aveira. We pass in the Gemara says. I mean, Kedushna from Beis, other places, Babatzi, the Firum of Beis, there's ain't Shlichah of Aveir. So the whole, if it's an Aveir, there's no Shlichah, there's no Mechir. So what are you doing? You have nothing here. So someone did answer with the Nesivis, is the Santa and the Nesivis of Mishpat in Simakuf Pei Beis, of Kan Alef. He says in the middle there, he says, Lashon, he says, Roif Poiskim hold that the whole din of ain't Shlichah of Aveir is only that the Meshaleach does not have an Aveir. But the Shlichah is not bottle. The Santa how it works. So you make him to do a Shlichah, the Shlichah remains. The koyach hashlichus remains, and the shlichus is kayim. It's only the din that you don't have an aver because
that's in a case where you could split up the shlichus. The Gemara is talking about if I send somebody to kill somebody. So over there, the only shlichus is the aver. There's no chalos killing. So there, the shalom is my aver. It's his aver. Over here, there's two things. It's spalt. There's a kinyan.
Okay.
The kinyan is not there. So the shayla is too double. Do you say that it's part of the kinyan? That's a chiddush faket. You have to be mechadish.
But if the mechir, not the chanim, some two guys not there, and there's no ancient, we're divir av, divir tam, divir mishayim, and we tell the shia, you should not be listening to him, you shouldn't be doing this maisa. So you like to say, okay, maisa is as soon as he is, and his lotion is, he's not seeing himself, he says it, Hashem, right by his come. The stipulant, but see, is Simit Hezayin, Aizayin, he says, and the Siva says, calls it right by his come, he doesn't tell us who they are. And the stipulant, he doesn't see anyone saying this. He has a kasha, and maybe others ask it also, but the Stipe says, who are the right person that the Nesivis is quoting? The Stipe is a whole shtickle saying, a whole shtickle tire in it to bring rice both ways. There are rice both ways, and basically he wants to say it should be totally in two ways to learn. The first teretz of Tosis, but see that Yudim Abeis, they've been masculine among Yisrael. If you see that King Yaakov, and Bamasi, Smith Hezayin, he goes to the Honey very nice, explains the Tosis, and it's two ways to learn the Tosis, and it could be totally this.
How do you make it a shtick?
He also brings that Shum Vetzes, Shidu Vetzes over there, and Shus Kiveg, Simkoch of Tess on the Indian. Which might be negated this far. But Kaponim, that was one of the answers I wanted to give, that, you know, well, they're not answering the Veira part. I mean, they're not answering that the Maskin maybe, but even if it's in the Veira, the big taina was that the whole Mechir was bottled and Hakibi Semech and Nebigo Sein Sheikh Veira, they want the answer with this and Sivis. That Ein Sheikh Veira only means that there's no, that the Mashalech is not over, but the Shlichus remains. But the third taina, and probably the main taina, which the Chazanisham speaks about a lot and that they all speak about, is the chayyur that the whole mechir is a harama. And it's considered, even, they don't really mean it. Even though you're saying you're making a mechir, the chayyur is dvarim shebelev, belev ko adam. And we have a klal, even though dvarim shebelev in dvarim, if you make a mechir and you don't mean it, that's dvarim shebelev, the mechir remains. But if it's belev ko adam, everybody knows you don't mean it, that's already not called dvarim shebelev, and that's already not a mechir.
It's also the same thing.
What?
Based on the same symbol.
Oh, we get that. So the Dvaz, they say, said a Lushin, and it's really in his Hakdamah to Sefer. He said, what, they're going to sell the same Bovasa Araba? You're going to believe that they really mean to sell the whole soul to one barefoot Arab? I guess it's not realistic, not doing it. So the ones who are Mati and Sadak, sure, he couldn't write this in the Sefer, Shu's Malka, he says, everybody does this every year by Mechir's Chometz. They impose Chomped, no one has Tainus. Mechir's Chometz, nobody says, hey, you don't really mean it. Same thing over here. If that's, you make a mechira, and it's a good mechira. So the Chazanish and the others, they answered back, Shulei, but it's a big chilek. It's by mechira's chametz. You could say you don't really mean it, but l'maisa, at the end of the day, or at the end of Pesach, if the guy would come along and say, okay, you sold me the chametz, I'm taking it, if you would try to stop him, you would realize, l'mafreya, you were over by your by matzah, two laven the rice every second, you were over thousands of laven. And the Al-Khayyid would say, go ahead and take it. Even if it's a store with $20,000 worth of chametz, and they take and make up a deal, and in the mechir it says that at the end of Pesach, when you come to pick it up, you'll have to pay me $20,000 for it. But the ma'aseh, you will let him take it. Every mechir comes to my elchid, then you take it. You really do mean it. You don't want to sell your chametz, but the ma'aseh, if he comes and he wants to take it, you're not going to let the mechir be bottled. You would let it be. You would let the mechir go through. You're not going to be over. Chutz Pesach Mashenkin over here, but in Mechir Sinei Tzorah, they would talk to some Elchiyidim, but most of them were Tzionim, Yerushalayim, and they would not be masking that, especially today, like half the country is sold in the head of Mechir. Like even though they talk right in the contract at the end that, you know, if you at the end of Shemitah, if you want to keep it, you have to pay me like $1 billion or $1 trillion, whatever it is. The rabbi could get that money, not a problem. He goes to Iran, he goes to Syria, I mean, not a problem. Here's $1 billion, solves our problem, get out. We're taking the country. And there's no way that Syrian would allow it. We know it's a fake. We know they don't mean it. So that's the thing that it's not even, you can't even compare it to Mechir's Chometz. It's not, Dvam Shablai, Vablaiv Ka'odim, but they don't mean the whole Mechir. Just got one more thing that they brought in at that time, at even this first Mechir. The time of the first Mechir, the country was run by England, it was owned officially by England. And the Dvaz and the Chazanish taught that they never wrote it down in the official records. So they had a system over there also, I think it was called Tabu. They had an official system of writing title and deeds, the way we have now also. You can't sell property unless you list it, unless you register it with the Medina. And they weren't registering this with England. So it's not registered, Mitam Dina Mechusadina was never Mechir. The whole Mechir was just done between the Rabbanim and the one guy that they picked to do Mechir for Shvius, but if it wasn't written and done legally, Dina Mechusadina, it's not a Mechir. I think could be the answer was, maybe they wrote in the contract that at the end of the year, if you taka want to keep it, you know, you'll pay us and we'll write all the legalities. So maybe all that is enough for the Mechir. But the ones that tied against the walls, if it wasn't done legally, that's not the dimach, and they brought rice, dimach chosidim is ma'ak, maybe even the rice. It's not, it's ma'ak of the whole machir, there's no kinyan. That was the time.
Why does he have to pay it if he wants to keep the border ready?
Well, by Mechir's Chumas, we do that also. We also write that.
We
write to give a deposit, and it's your kinyan. The kinyan is now, but out tonight, that if you want to keep it, you're paying later on. That's how they do Mechir's Chumas also. Like the big stores, when they sell the Chumas, they write a dollar amount. How much you have to give, $20,000 at the end. But the Mechir's only now. You're just finishing your payment later. It's like a payment plan. At the end, we buy it back from you. At the end, we buy it back. We're giving you back here. The whole sale was a certain amount. We're payment plans, yeah, we're giving it back to you, but we don't have to give it to you because you never gave it to us. I mean, we'll wipe off your debt. That's how we buy it back at the end of the Pesach. So the same thing with Mechir Shemus, they do the same thing. They wrote a payment plan, like you coin it now, you give a deposit of $1. And the rest of the $1 billion you give us later, and at the end we buy it back for you for $1 billion. What you owe us, we're paying you back, and Rata. But the time it was, by Mechir Shemus, you were never serious. If the guy would have taken came with the money, you wouldn't have given it to him. I mean, you were serious. If you would have came with the money, you would have given it to him. You would not have been a fair beer, ever taken. Even if it was a mistake, a beer deal, Nemdus, you know, I'm not going to be able to cast shon by Yerba Yamatsa, but by that the Mechir Yitzel, it wasn't real. These famous Quintus Chuvus, Shomish Chuvus, it's called from the Satan River. He also goes through the whole Inyo Latinus together. There's one line over there that somebody wrote to him. One Rav wrote to him, "Any Ritzoni Unachnis Reishi Bein Harmei Eloi." I don't want to. It's a Lashon Chazal. I don't want to mix my head into these mountains that are the two stodim. But that the Mechir, any Ritzachnis Reishi Bein Harmei Eloi. So Satan Rav asked him, "Belcha Harim? Who are these Harim?" He goes, "Oh, Mamuz Meinim the Gemara in Sukkah. Tzadikim Didna Lem Kahar." The Gemara says on the Yitzhara that at the end yesterday, Tzadikim Didna Lem Kahar. They said it was they're going to be on the Gemara says they're going to be on the Tzadikim Rav. This is what we overcame.
Which side didn't the
Samurai
belong?
Obviously, the material.
Why?
You didn't have
enough
to push the door. No, he didn't like that.
He had the
mice,
but there was a Christian.
I don't understand what
he said. He said, "I'm all of Israel. I love Israel. I don't want to sell any piece of it.
I don't know why this
is. I mainly wanted to learn to a different sugi, really a sugi for itself, which is a little bit shaykhas, it's more, maybe more than a little bit shaykhas. And I came to this from Shtukl King Yaakov and Shvi, Simad Aleph, at the end of his Gimel. The stipler, he's not really speaking about the Mechir, he speaks with other Yom Shvi's, but he happens to mention, Seichen Tzu, he gives him a mock in the Chazanish, where he speaks about why the Mechir should not help today, does not help today. And the Stipe writes Beremiza in brackets, in parentheses, he writes, V'ayin Shuvus Yerushal, Klal Ayin Ches, Bin Yishtam Abrechas, V'frat B'sim Megim, L'ayin Shem Devam Ne'erim. He gives us a Ma'am Mokum. So I'm looking at this Ma'am Mokum, and I'm going through this again. I think he means to say a whole new time against Adam Mechir. Just Beremiza. He says, it's not the Sugi in Ksubis, Taf Ayin Ches, Ma'beis, in the 8th paragraph. The Gemara says, Ahi Yitzisa, there was a woman, there was an Amona, who the boy did the Vechinun Anichsim Gavra. She was getting remarried, and Amona had property, and she was getting remarried, and she wanted to hide her property from a new husband. The din is that any property that an Isha owns becomes Nichsei Malug, and the husband eats the payers. And she didn't want her husband eating the payers from her property, so she wanted to hide him. So Kasvinu Labrata, she wrote Shtaris, giving him a ton of all property to a daughter, belongs to my daughter, it's not mine, so the new husband can't get it. The end was the new husband was Nifta. The Amona became an Amona Nachamol, so she came back to the daughter, gave me back the property. And the daughter said, "No, mommy, you gave it to me, it's mine." And she said, "I didn't mean to give it to you, I only meant to hide it. I only meant to hide it, he shouldn't get it, the husband said, I didn't really mean it." She said, "No, it's a Klarish Damatana," the daughter tying it, and the daughter said, "It's hers." So Gemara says, they came before Nachman. And the daughter, the Bash, showed the Shtamatana to Nachman. So the Gemara says, Nachman took the Shtamatana, Bekara, Karinu, he ripped it up, and he said, "Shtama Vechasuzet. This is a shtam avreches. My avreches Moshe running away. This whole shtam was only written for her to escape, to run away and not let her new husband get it." And he said he has a kabbalah. And Rav Nachman said, "Hochi yomer b'chinloi ba'idi amashmul." He has a kabbalah from b'chinloi ba'idi. It's a member of Shmuel. Moira hara ani. That Shmuel said, "I'm a moira hara. If you have a shtam avreches, you have the akirenu. If it comes to my hands a shtam avreches, I'll rip it up because he did not mean it." And there's a whole gemara about this. Tosis brings down that there was a mice First of all, the Rishonim explained that, again, the Rishonim said, even though the Shtar Matana seems to be very clear that you're giving Matana, and even if she didn't mean it, Chor should be Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim, so Rishonim explained, right, that this is Chor, Dvarim Shebelev, and Belev Kodam. Anything which is, everybody knows, they didn't mean it. You see from the Maisa, she just was getting married, right before she got married, she wrote it over to her daughter. It's pretty obvious what was going on over here. And it's something which is so obvious, Dvarim Shebelev, Belev Kodam, that's not called Dvarim Shebelev. And that's from Vatel HaMachir. There's a Shere Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara over there says, Hidiyah Na'edim. She told Edim beforehand that the Matan is not a Matan. It was only to be Mavriach. But Shere Rashi is not like the other Shainim. But I saw Vayosha says, and Rashi is still in his Sefer Oros, in Sechta Ksubis. He says, Rashi is a bit so shver. I mean, she told him at first to Edim, it shouldn't be a Shaila. That should be very clear that she's being Vatel the whole Shta. She has Edim that she's being Vatel. So he says, obviously Rashi doesn't mean that he told it, she told Adam Beferish these words, that's not a matana. She just says Ramas to Adam, something like that. That she told Adam, I'm giving it to my daughter because I'm going to get married. She wasn't Ramas it. That's lashon. But basically, the Rishonim don't even say that she told Adam at all. And Pashup Shad is, it was just from the mice. It was obvious. So Tosis brings down the mice. Kvabo mice shtam abiyach nechasa of neir benetam. There was a mice of a shtam abiyach nechasa that came before benetam. It was a different case. It wasn't an amana. It was a regular person who was making a havah from somebody. A few hundred thousand dollars is borrowing. And basically he had a house. And he was afraid that, you know, if he can't pay the havah, the mob will take away his house. So what he did was, right before the havah, he took the house and he wrote it over to somebody else. He wrote a shtar matan, giving the house to you, therefore, in case he can't pay the havah, this mob can never take the house away from him. And later, he went to the guy and says, you know, so I didn't really mean it. It was only to protect the house from the malva, and I want the house back. And the guy, the Makal Matana, said, no, you gave it to me. I have a Shtar Matana. And this came to Benetam. So Poshim, we would say, this is the same thing.
If you be successful in doing this, the guy
not really, because he's really doing it in din. He's doing everything to Allah. He gave
it
away before the halacha. It's not right. It's not nice.
From the mouth.
Why are you a ganav?
Because he has a right to take the house. You never gave it away.
No.
You're hiding it from him. So you.
Oh, if it was a shtam avrechas.
Yeah, it's a shtam avrechas.
Oh, very good. Very good.
He's
going to bring mechavi. So first of all, I think most people besides Ritzi, most people would say this is the same thing like the mana. The same thing like the mana.
It's
a shtam avrechas. What?
I think I should be.
Hey, yes, you're good. Yes, you're good.
No, but I should have said that too. The almana was.
Why?
Because.
Now the almana did halach. We're getting there.
He's
lanting. Oh, we're getting there. So the Bein Tam says, no, this is a chilek. Because by the isha, by the almana, when she got the shtam avrechas, that taka did help. That taka would help because even if you would say shtam avrechas and you rip up the shtam avrechas, and really, it was her property the whole time. You don't say that the husband now gets all the payers from Afreya. He doesn't get the pay. Because there's a halacha, the Gemara says in Ksubis, I think the Fayin Chesam Ralaf, it's according to Abshimim, we pass it like Abshimim, that Nechosim Shein Yidu Labayla, Ein Labal Chelik Man. Nechosim that the husband doesn't know about, he has no Chelik. If a lady has property someplace where the husband never knew about, lady finds out, oh, there's 20 years they had a property. Yeah, it's a you do it, he does not get. We don't say, oh, my fair, I'm supposed to eat those pears for the past 20 years, give it back to me. We don't say that. If he did not know about it, he doesn't get it. It's a mango over here, Hushtam Avechas accomplished that. All this time, he thought the property belonged to the daughter. So even though now Nachman ripped up the shtar, and my fair, the property belonged to the Amona, you don't say that the husband gets the face. It worked what she did. It worked what she did because she created a case with Nachashin Yudong Baila. Mashenkin over here, by regular Baal Chayiv, in case you would rip up the Shtam Avrechas, it would come out and Mafreya, the house belonged, always belonged to the Loiva, and the Marvel would have taken it away. It could have taken it away. Take it away. Is a Menla, that's the Chilak. So over here, he should mean that the Matana should remain. He would rather go over Matana to whoever he's giving to his relative, his friend, than should go to the Malva. Go to the Malva. It's like he says, Ka'alacha, what he's doing. It's not, you know, because some Yishan want to say over here, but it's not, because he's giving it away before the Hava. There's a minute that Ben Tam said, if he would have known that making a Shtar Vechas would accomplish, he still wouldn't get to keep the property, but then going back to the Malva, he would have said, the Shtar should remain the Shtar. So Rabbeinu Tam was mekayim the Shna Matana that it should remain. That's Tosfos. The Rosh over the Nesu, this Perichesim and Gimel's Chesim. The Rosh says, this Cheshbon is a very good Cheshbon, but Ramaisa, the Loibe did not realize all this. According to the Loibe's Toyas, the Loibe thought it was a Shlama Berachas. The Loibe and Ramaisa did not mean to give the house away as a Matana. He only meant to hide it from the Malva, and he thought he was getting it back. He didn't make the whole Cheshbon, and in case he gets it back, the Malva takes it away anyway, so he might as well give it. He didn't make the whole Cheshbon. According to his Toyas, he thought that, you know, I'll get rid of the Malva, I'll trick him, he'll be gone, he'll stop bothering me. And then I'll go to the Makal Matana to give it back to me. That's what he thought. So according to his Toyas, he never meant to be matan it. So the Rosh says, this will also be Shtar Mabechas. We rip up the Shtar, and the whole Shtar's bottle, and Echnami. Now the Malva could come and take it away. That's the Machoikis, the remaining time in the Rosh. So the Machoikis, it's not the Machoikis. You have to understand, what exactly is the Machoikis? The first Pashtun in the Machlokes is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't just look at his Kavana now, we look at the end. We look at what he would feel if he knew all the facts. In case he knew all the facts that the Shtar Mavrechas is not accomplishing anything, it's end, if you rip it up, it's at the end of going back to the Malva, then he would say, okay, let the Matana remain. That's what Ben Tam holds. But the Rosh doesn't know the way. The Rosh holds, we just look at his Kavanah in the beginning. We don't make Cheshbonos later. When he gave the Matana, if he meant it or not. If he did not mean it, it wasn't an assumption of belief that the belief called Adam, that he did not mean it, it's not a Matana. That's the Cheshbon Machoikis. And I was thinking, I could see we'll start to say maybe a little bit more. I want to say this might be a Makar for this Machoikis, Ben Tam and the Rosh might be in Sugi and Nel Matsiyas. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, not a song without children, and they come for chedeng on this Gemara. Meimer u'mazutu Ravashi, the three Amoraim, Meimer u'mazutu Ravashi, iklu n'busna d'mor be'isek. They went to visit a different Amoraim, Mor be'isek. They went to his garden. And he wasn't home, Mor be'isek wasn't home. I see Arise Tami Vimoni, the Arvis is someone who works the fields, and he's a gishtuka partner, he does the work and he gets a percentage of the payers, and he brought them out, dates, Tami Vimoni, dates and pomegranates. V'shar the Kamai, he put it in front of them. The Gemara says, a Meimer Ravashi ate. Mazutu did not eat. Because Mazutu was choshesh for Gzela. He says, the Baal Boss is not here. Mor be'isek is not here. How could we eat? How could we just take it? So Tosfos explains that everyone really agreed to that svara, that you can't take from a Baal Boss if he's not home. If he's not home, how can you take it? Without Rishus, the Chorus Gzela. The Machoikis was, the other Meroyim, a Meimer Mazutra, they held that Mestam, they were saying that the Oris Mestam would delay. Medinashe gave. He gave from his own chelik. And there's such a Gemara like that in Baba Kamet of Kufi Tes that says something like that. That you could assume when the Oros gives you something, he's giving from his chelik. But Tosfos explains that Ravashi held that when do you say you could assume the Oros is giving from his portion, that's if he takes from the house, brings from the house. But over here, the Oros went to the fields and took it. If he took it from the field, you have to be choshed. It was before Chaluka, and maybe it was the chelik of the Baalim, and it was done without Rishus. Okay, that's how Tosfos learns the Machlokes. But upon according to Tosfos, everybody seems to hold that if you go to someone's house, you go to your friend's house, and he's not home, and you know your friend would tell you to take a drink. Oh, mashallah, it's a hot day, and you go visit your uncle. You go to your uncle's house, and it's a very hot day, you're very thirsty. You walk in, no one's home, your uncle's out, and you see a bottle of soda, you want to take a drink. According to this Tosfos, you're not allowed to take anything. And Tosfos explains, forget the Yishlam Yidas. Even though you know that your uncle would want you to take, and when he comes home and he finds out he's sitting here the whole time, you didn't take a drink, you didn't take something to eat, you're thirsty, the uncle would have, your friend, or your karav, he would have Akmas Nefesh. Why didn't he take something? The din is, no, Yish na midas lo yav yish. Just like Yish does not midas, the same thing. If he would have known, he would have told you to take. Well, Maisi didn't know, and you have no wishes to take, it's Geneva. That's the way Tosfos holds. Don't push it. There's a shach in Chesh Mishpat Shin and Ches of Kan Aleph that wants to do Zechan Tosfos. He wants to say there's a chilk. He says, when do you say Yish Lamidas Lo Yav Yish? That's by an Abeda, which is something that a person really does not want to happen. A person does not want an Abeda to happen. He rather never got lost. The whole thing is really against his will. It just happened. And that's when you say something that a person does not want, and now he's Miyayish, that has to be Midas. Yish Lamidas Lo Yav Yish. But something that a person chavchina would want, like your friend, or your karav, and like this story, your uncle, he would want you to take. Please take, you know. He would be very happy that you take something. That you don't. That even shalemi das is enough.
Yeah,
so you talk about that. The shach talks about that, but truma might be different. But something like this, which you want, That you don't need, you don't have to count. Even if you're the Yishrim, that's not Yish, it's only because the whole thing was against your will. But something which is achatchino, you'd want it, you want the person to take, that you don't need. That even if you have Shlomi Das would help. Yeah, well, that's something else. That's not Shlomi Das. That's a built-in Rishus, a Matan Muetis, a woman's allowed to give. Matan Muetis, that's like a built-in thing. There's a Ritva, I think it's the Ritva Chadoshim, which is already many years old, but it's called Ritva Chadoshim, that says come out the same thing. And you could definitely put in the Ritva's words. I think you put in the Ritva's words what the Shach is saying. Oh, and the Shach explains, maybe this is the Machoikis of the Amorim. Amorim is that they held the Svar, that there's no problem with Yishrim Midas over here, because it's not a negative thing, it's a positive thing. It's Chachini wants us to have even Yishrim Midas. And Navashi was Chayank on the Svar. He was not still telling Yishrim Midas. That's how the Shach wants to learn. There's a man like as Ken Zayn, maybe this is the Machoikis Tosis, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh Bayas also. Rebbeinu Tam holds that we look at the end. And we make the whole cheshbon, and so Chachina, if he would have known this whole matzav, he's going with the shachsvar. If he would have known this whole matzav, that in case I don't give him matana, even though I don't know it's shalom midas, like he's shalom midas, but if he would have known the whole cheshbon, that if I don't let the matana be a matana, the mav is taking it away, I'm losing it anyway, it might as well be a matana, he holds that's a good enough kavana. And the Rosh will hold, no, that'll be to get Yishrami Das. At this time, he didn't know about it. To create a Kavanah Lakinian, Shalami Das, we pass in Yishrami Das Lev Yish. It would not help.
The Masjid is a major but you don't need a Masjid Kinyan. You need just to be Megal Das. So you need a Masjid Kinyan. So if you say that Masjid Kinyan is not a Masjid Kinyan, you're shopping the Masjid Kinyan from nothing. You don't say Yishlo Midas Moshe. If I knew, if you knew that I want to be mocking you my jacket, you don't say, oh, so it's yours already. Because you need a Maisa Kinyan. Yishlo Midas doesn't make him yours.
Well, what are you talking about? He made a Maisa Kinyan. The question was, what was his kavana? Did he mean it or did he not mean it?
He's saying later on, you could still sue his das to the Maisa Kinyan.
Right. If he would have made a Maisa Kinyan. Right, but he made a Maisa Kinyan. Or over there, where you're allowed to take something, he'd want you to take. You have a shus to eat something. Or basically, we're trying to show it to this machoikis.
By eating also, but when somebody comes to Yas, you don't have to be makhnim the food. You just have to give him a shus, he's allowed to eat.
The Rosh in the Tshuva that we mentioned, I think, is more than in the Rosh of Pesach. The Rosh in the Tshuva, by that shayla of the Shtam Averchas, someone wrote away his property, his house, to someone before the Havah, then he made a big Havah. The Rosh was, and then later he said, I didn't mean it. The Rosh actually brings three rayas that why we say he did not mean it. One ray he brings is from the famous Gemara in Bavastavka from Vavim Beis. The Gemara says, the whole sugi of Mishames, the Gemara talks about a Shchiv Meira, that the person who's dying and he writes all the Nechasim over to somebody else, he thought it was, then he gets up, the whole Kinyan is bottled. So you see that, you know, that's one of the rayas. Don't Shubha Leif, Leif Ka'odam, he didn't mean it. Everybody knows that he only gave away all his property because he thought he was dying. When he gets up, he did not mean it. Another case is the Gemara Babasaka from the Rav Mabez. The Gemara says, Mishach Medina Siam, someone who's traveling overseas, Vashamash Mes Benoi, and he hears Rahman's son, his only son died. He feels he has no Yashim. He wrote everything to someone else, and then he comes back and he finds his son is still alive. The Gemara says, the whole kinyan is bottled. So obviously he didn't mean it. And the third case is the Shtam Avechas Gemara of the Amana, this Gemara in Ksubis, that an Amana wrote the whole thing when she was getting married to a daughter. So a husband should not get the payers. So the Rosh would say the same thing by the Sloiva. When the Sloiva borrows money, and before he borrows the money, he gave away his house to someone, he only meant it that the Malva should not get it. So to me, it's a little bit shver. There's a chilek. I mean, the first two rayas of the Rosh are not the biggest rayas. The first raya from Shchiv Meira, over there, he did not know that he was gonna live. He thought he was going to die. But his second raya, from the Gemara Bavasukh, he thought he has no Yashem. He thought his son died. Hitaka did not know. But over here, he knew everything. He knew that there was no secrets. I mean, he knew that he has a malva, and he knows that he's making a shtam avrach. He's giving a shtar kini to someone else. There's really nothing that he did not know. The raya to this would be the third raya from the Gemara of the Amana, the Gemara of Shtam Averchas. That would be a raya, unless you go with the Bein Tam's Cheshvan. That don't look at it in the way he's thinking now, look at it the way the truth is, and when he finds out the truth, the way he's going to feel. But Al Kaponim, that's the truth of Rosh. And what the Steiber Grother writes on Shus Rosh Tvarim Nairoyim, I think he means the Rosh is the whole Arichas. He writes Divi Musa. He writes in this tshuva, when you have a Shtam Averches, according to the Rosh, you rip it up. Not even by this case of the Baal Chayv. And the Rosh says, Teres Emes Chukim Toyim Mishpatim Mishram Nosna Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. They should give a Teres Emes Chukim Toyim Mishpatim. Aydei Moshe Beinu Nova Shalom Jocheh Dak Inoyim Mechon Nisiv Yisrael Shalom Tzadikim Yichol Bom Poishim Mesnach Makash Yisrael. And he writes a whole lashon that the poishim that come to twist the truth, they should not do it. And he gives a whole shmuz over there how the yonim are achroi to make sure that din goes emes. So when you find a shtam averches, you have to rip it up. But Al-Kaponim, this is the machlokes the main time of the Rosh, and I think this is the remez of the Steiber. The Steiber is saying this will be a whole new taina on the hetemachir. The whole hetemachir is a shtam averches. It's really a shtam averches. You don't really mean it. You're only doing it to get out of Shemitah. And a Shtam Averches, which you don't really mean, is nothing. And it might be, according to Rebbeinu Tam, we will look at the end. The end tells us that in case you can rip it up, then Mafrei, you are over. You are over Shemitah. But Lamaisa, according to the Rosh, we don't look at it that way. And these are showing they
meant. Back to the
Mechir Sons. Well, the Mechir Sons, you will keep it. You do mean, in case he actually wants it, I will let him buy it.
No,
the Mechirsom is not Shlam Averches. It's not Shlam Averches. Mechirsom is I'm not just doing my Averches, I honestly mean to sell it. I will let him keep it. But over here, if he never meant it, Mechir should be a Shlam Averches.
He was so impressed.
That's not good, but Mechir Shammas is serious, we do mean it.
They killed themselves.